Good day. This is the Farm Market News, broadcast number 374 for Monday, May 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended mixed on Monday, with the front month July contract tracking losses in Chicago Board of Trade soy oil, while some of the more deferred contracts ended higher on chart-based buying. Canola was anywhere from 10 cents below unchanged to $2.50 higher, with the July contract checking in at $500.90 a ton. That's down 10 cents, while the November contract was $496.40 a ton. That's up $1.90. Losses in Malaysian palm oil and crude oil were bearish for the market. Canola has lost some of its attractiveness as it has gone from looking quite cheap for an oilseed to average priced for buyers. Wet weather in the U.S. could also cause some U.S. farmers to switch out acres intended for corn into soybeans. However, U.S. beans were higher on the day, and that helped to prop up prices. Dry weather across Alberta and parts of Saskatchewan has cast a weather premium into the market. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., corn was 1 cent lower. The July contract was at $3.90 a bushel. The market felt pressure from weather forecasts calling for favorable conditions across much of the U.S. corn belt. Many farmers still have to see their acres, and there are some concerns that if more wet weather comes along, they could start switching to soybeans. Many analysts say about half of the corn crop has been put into the ground. There are ideas that drought in Brazil hasn't hurt the beans as much as some people thought. U.S. funds are longer than expected. Soybeans are up 8 to 10 cents with the July contract checking in at $10.38 a bushel. Livestock operators have been chomping at the bit for soy meal, and that helped lift soybeans 2.6% today. Part of the issue is a lack of soy meal coming in from Argentina. There are also ideas that U.S. exports will stay strong. Funds are very active right now, which is helping underpin the activity. Wheat was 1 to 2 cents weaker with the July contract at $4.86 a bushel. A major wheat tour in Kansas kicked off today, and the early word is that participants are finding better than average wheat potential. A lot of this can be credited to the rain that fell in early April. On the other side, though, there are some reports of stripe rust, and that could affect yield potential. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, May 2nd. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.